Hello, this is Andrew Middleton, and welcome to my audio poster. This morning, I've been presenting 99 different ideas for educational podcasts. Over the next few minutes, you're going to hear reaction to some of the titles that I've generated. So we'll hear back now from the people who I've spoken to this morning. They will tell you what they think the idea might be, and I will offer you my interpretation of what I thought that idea might be. This audio poster is divided into two episodes of about 15 minutes each. In this week's episode, we'll look at ideas for educational podcasting with the titles that range from A to L, and in the second episode, we'll look at the remaining ideas that were discussed.
Audio feedback.
And how do you think audio feedback might work as a podcast?
Be quite useful for students to be able to download feedback from, say, within Blackboard, particularly now we've got the new assignment handler too, which will make uploading files quite easy, and students can listen to the podcast while looking through the work.
Audio feedback. There are three ideas that I've been promoting for audio feedback. One is tutor-to-student one-to-one feedback on a particular task or assignment or on progress. Then there is feedback from a tutor or a tutor group to a cohort who have undertaken an assignment, similar to what might happen in a lecture theatre, but captured in audio form for the benefit of this year's students. But in addition, used in setting the same activity with next year's cohorts. So you're looking at what went well, what went wrong this year, and providing constructive feedback. And then next year, using that same audio file to help set the assignment again. And the third idea that I've been promoting is peer-to-peer audio feedback, where students use audio to offer feedback directly to another student.
Audio hunt.
What do you think an audio hunt podcast might be? Does it conjure up any ideas?
It conjures up an idea of discovery and searching through a series of activities, which sounds quite intriguing. It also sounds like you might end up somewhere that you don't expect.
Audio hunt.
Okay. And what do you think an audio hunt might be as a regular series of audio files, a podcast? How do you think that might work?
Well, to me it sounds like you're hunting for files and audio files, so it's podcast, isn't it? In a different name, I think.
Your idea is that you have a series of audio files,
yes,
and you've got to hunt through them. Does that mean sort of put them in order?
Well, I think, you know, like, it kind of reminds me of, you know, tagging something. You know, like when you tag something, it's kind of you kind of give them a, like, I don't know, like a level of order or something. So you kind of say, this is most important to me, things like that. So you actually put them in order, actually, but in a tagging way. So you look for file, you look for audio files, you find them, you kind of hunt them, you tag them, you prioritize them or something like that.
Audio hunt. The audio hunt idea for me was simply an audio version of a treasure hunt. The idea that you orientate or orienteer using audio. You go to one destination, find something out, speak to someone at that point, or look at some resources at that point, or find something out about that location. And at that location, you are directed via an audio file to the next location. And this is an activity that may happen over a considerable period of time, a semester, or it may happen in one afternoon.
Audio mosaic.
And what do you think an audio mosaic might be?
The audio I can understand, the mosaic, presumably are bits of pieces that are coming together to make a whole and to have some structure or pattern to it.
So bringing coherence out of
chaos.
Miscellaneous information.
Yes.
Audio mosaic. Yes, I thought that the idea of mosaic, that fractured collection of miscellaneous bits and pieces from different times, different places, different sources, reassembled to conjure up a new picture, a new understanding. The idea of bringing miscellaneous voices or sounds into one new picture.
I'd like to pick Breakout. And what do you think that might mean?
I think it gives the opportunity to have a portable way of giving information, breaking out of the system.
Breakout. And what do you think breakout might be?
Running free, escaping from all the trappings of everyday life.
Unconstrained thinking.
Yes.
Excellent. Breakout. The original idea for me stemmed from breakout sessions at conferences. You may have been to a lecture or to another presentation situation. But the breakout is a really interesting opportunity for discussion, making sense of what you've heard, reinterpreting, re-skewing what you've heard. So I see this as an opportunity for small groups of students to respond to what has been presented to them previously, to record that and then release it as a podcast, as a collection of group opinions.
A chain letter.
Okay. And what do you think that might sound like?
I can imagine that you might get somebody to start something off and then the next person who listens to that has to react to it and add their thoughts to it and then but know that the next person will take it on from there.
Chain letter. Yes, I thought the interpretation of chain letter matched my own understanding. Briefly, the idea is that over a period of time, through a podcast, an idea is started and developed by the next person and passed around a group of students. Again, probably over a period of time, not necessarily all recorded at once, so that on a weekly basis or even a daily basis, there is an element of surprise. What's coming next? Where's this going? What will I have to respond to when it gets to me?
Field trip commentary.
And how do you think that might work as an educational podcast? Who would be doing it and what would it sound like?
I think it could either be students who are participating in the field trip or the tutor who's organised the field trip, just as a kind of running commentary of some of the highlights that are happening as they happen. So you've got a different context rather than just some written notes afterwards or photographs. So it's something that could complement other resources.
Field trip commentary, yeah, fairly self-explanatory, I think. The idea that as you are there doing something, you are talking about it and noting it and using audio as your noting mechanism so that you've got a record when you get back, but one that's perhaps less formal than other records that you are asked to produce during or following a field trip. And at the same time, you're likely to encounter other people on a field trip and it may be relevant to talk to them as you are working through your commentary.
Fly on the Wall documentary.
Okay, how do you think that might come across as a podcast? Can you imagine it being used in education, a fly on the wall technique? What's your own background in terms of subject areas?
Politics I studied at university. So from my own experience,
could be listening into something almost with an objective ear, maybe a discussion that some people are having?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I suppose parliamentary debates is one thing that you could, or perhaps sort of committee debates, that kind of thing. So just, I guess, in terms of helping sort of understand how people debate and, like you say, listening to it with an objective ear and sort of, I guess, the actual content of the debate plus the debating styles of the people taking part, she could listen to you.
Fly on the Wall documentary. The idea of listening or watching people out of the educational context, perhaps, and then observing and talking listeners through what you are experiencing, what you are noting, and basically providing a narrative to discussions or some other activity that appears in the podcast as well. This may be useful, for instance, in various disciplines, but the one that springs to mind is looking at a medical situation where we have a consultant working with a patient over time. Obviously, ethical issues with all these podcast ideas.
Knowledge bounce.
And what does a knowledge bounce mean to you?
Perhaps people sharing their different bits of related knowledge.
Knowledge bounce. This really relates to the way people construct knowledge and is very much about encouraging students to propose an understanding of something that they're working through, and then ask someone to come up with their understanding of that, and to see it and encourage it to be a bouncing operation, that there is no one way of interpreting or representing an idea, and to, where appropriate, encourage students to express their ideas with confidence and recognise that there are different interpretations.
Language learning. It's about learning languages through audio.
Have you got a picture in your mind of how a podcast might fit in with language learning?
I would imagine that one could hear things like news clips from a native language, something contextual to actually bring the language to life, perhaps. And you know, for someone who's learning a language, hearing it the most is really important. That I think more so than reading a language, hearing it and actually being sort of immersed in it is really important.
Language learning. Now, for me, I was disappointed when that was selected, but it all seems fairly obvious. I think there are a lot of ideas that probably we're already familiar with in terms of how audio and language learning obviously fit together. But as was pointed out, it's the opportunity to listen to real people, the authentic listening experience. I also wondered whether it was an opportunity to get students to use the language themselves and to share their use of the language in the online environment with other students. So, listening, but maybe also speaking.
Lit review.
And what do you think a lit review might be?
It could work in that it would be a bit of guidance about how to do one, which could be used at a time when you need to do one, and as a reminder to people who've been trained to do them, but have forgotten.
I think I'd choose lit review.
And what does that mean to you?
I think that means how you would do a literature review, explaining how the process of a literature review works for a student.
Lit review. Now, it was interesting that both of the people who decided to pick the lit review title talked about how students could be supported in understanding what a lit review is meant to be. My idea for lit review was simpler than that, I think, in that I imagine that a lit review is an audio lit review done by a student. It's that simple. I've read a book, and this is what I thought of it, and sharing that via a podcast with other students.
Locker room.
Okay, what do you think a locker room might be if it was a regular series of audio files delivered as a podcast?
The only thing I can think of would be where people, because in a locker room, people would be meeting and talking about things in general. Probably locker rooms suggest sport, so it would be conversations about sport, but nothing formal and informal. Oh, hello, how are you? Did you enjoy the game? And then chatting about game sport related issues. So within academic, I suppose it's a casual, almost staff room, kitchen conversation, really.
Okay, that's not too far from the ideas that I had when I wrote that one down. Probably what I was thinking about was more the post-game manager's talk and a lot of sweat and blood in the locker room and people feeling as though they've been through a heavy experience and debriefing.
Literally. That to me would be changing room. But yes, it's where the coach goes into the changing room and gives a good kicking to people and either motivates them to go out in the second half.
I really like the idea of changing room better than locker room. Yeah. I think locker room is a bit US, and I maybe pick that title up from someone else. But changing room also suggests...
It suggests Carol Smiley.
It suggests that, and but also it's change from a learning and understanding point of view, debriefing and reorientation.
Yes. Yeah, my vision of the changing room was that the latest one was the England rugby coach who... There's been several pictures of him going into the changing room after and during some of the disastrous performances of England. And the door is shut, and it's a locked door thing, and nobody knows what goes on behind it. It's an interesting comparison to some of the other discipline, the rugby league, where they actually have cameras in the locker room, changing room, where you can hear what the coach is doing and what he's saying at half-time. But in the England one, because there was all this issue around whether he'd be keeping his job, that it was behind closed doors. You don't know what he said or what the team said to him.
So if you were an academic thinking about using the changing room podcast model, one of the things you'd be thinking about would be, is the door going to be open to other listeners or closed?
Yes, I think that would be if it were me, it would be a consideration, because it might, well, no, in my case, it certainly would change what I would say to the team if I thought somebody was either overhearing it or not.
Locker room. Well, there was quite a lot of discussion around this idea, and yes, it comes from sport, and I think the idea of changing that title to changing room is more interesting and more useful. The idea that there's a debriefing session going on, a lot of energy has been expended, a lot of focus has been applied to a particular assignment or situation, and it's a debriefing opportunity that is probably led by a tutor, and possibly even a motivational opportunity to get people to improve and to redirect people as appropriate. So there was the idea of the open door or the closed door. Yes, podcasting is quite an open sort of technology, I suppose. So thanks very much to all my colleagues in the LTI and across LITS who have contributed to my audio poster this week. I set out to see if people would understand the ideas that I had put down on the poster, but really with the intention that people would look at the ideas and reinterpret them and come up with even more ideas, and that's exactly what's happened. So I'm very pleased with the way this has gone. So thank you to everyone for playing your part in this poster. Please join us again to hear the remaining ideas that were discussed. If you have any ideas you'd like to discuss in this podcast, please do contact me. You can email me at lta-podcast@shu.ac.uk. If you'd like to find out more about what has been discussed, you can go to the show notes website, which is http://ltapodcast.blogspot.com. Thank you for joining me.